I'm Todd Boris for Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. A broken promise by Mali's leadership impacts national democracy, and an encouraging update on the gospel reaching the deaf. Find your place in these stories and more right now on Mission Network News. Mali's military leaders delay a presidential election slated for February, citing technical reasons. Critics fear the move will draw sanctions from West Africa's regional bloc. This is the second time Mali's junta, which emerged from two coups in 2020, postponed the election. A 2024 vote was supposed to signal Mali's return to democratic rule. World Mission's Greg Kelly.
For generations, what's been modeled is poor leadership. The military delaying elections is just further example.
The people of Mali have endured 3 years of bickering between the military leaders who control the government and armed tribal groups looking to unseat them. Last week, one of the armed groups called for an all-out war against the junta.
Until someone steps up and leads with credibility and integrity, this cycle that's just going to continue in this part of Africa.
Please pray alongside indigenous church planters who are asking God for peace.
Whether it's the military running it or a democratic election, the presence of stability perpetuates the gospel.
Help World Mission reach millions of people who are cut off from the hope of Christ in Mali. We'll show you how at missionnews.org.
They've never had access to the gospel. No one's ever gone there. So we have indigenous church planters on the ground in both Mali and Niger, sharing the gospel.
You might send an audio Bible that World Mission calls the treasure.
So many of these areas have people that are oral learners. They prefer to learn in a non-literate way. So we distribute solar-powered audio Bibles. Jesus has called us to make disciples. It's very difficult to make a disciple in the absence of the Word of God.
A grain dispute between neighboring countries Ukraine and Poland has escalated, and now Poland says it'll stop supplying weapons to Ukraine for the war with Russia. To understand the grain dispute, we have to go back to early in the war when Russia was attacking Ukraine's grain facilities. Eric Mock with Slavic Gospel Association.
So Ukraine is looking for different ways to move their wheat, which includes moving their wheat and their grain into Eastern Europe, which is diluting their own markets, and so their farmers are upset. So I think what we're seeing is a little bit of the typical negotiations between the grain issues between each of the countries, especially Poland, dealing with that issue and their own farmers.
Although Poland and Ukraine's relationship is strained, Mock says Christians in Poland are still partnering with SGA to send Ukrainians aid.
We have several Polish Baptist churches we're working with, 110 of them, and SGA has now helped churches provide 19 million meals since the war began. And the result of that is reaching over 600,000 people with the gospel.
Yeah, please pray for church unity across Ukraine and Poland. And hopeful trends in the deaf world. Door International's Rob Myers says on a global scale,
you see more and more sign language interpreters accompanying the announcements that are happening. And even just having those interpreters there brings a lot of awareness that sign language is a need, sort of a visual reminder that deaf people need access to that same information.
Door International is a deaf-led ministry specializing in Bible translation and church planning. In 2020, Door and its partners celebrated the world's first complete Bible in American Sign Language. Today,
several other sign languages cross the line of having about 25% of the Bible completed. We've also seen a lot more deaf engagement and involvement in networks of major Christian organizations like Finishing the Task, Every Tribe, Every Nation, Illuminations, Global Alliance for Church Multiplication.
However,
with every opportunity, there's a potential challenge. And so one of the challenges is to make sure that next steps are always taken with deaf people. Deaf people are the experts on their experiences and what happens in their lives. And so it's really important that we engage with deaf leaders to address those problems.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. Bibles for the World offers a 15-day Hindu World Prayer Guide. Get your copy when you click the banner at missionnews.org.